This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please feel free to do so. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what's happening today in this country is astounding, to say the least. In parallel, frightening. To consider that the American people would allow a representative government to take time to advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. That's all these people have to do with their time, friends, is to advocate death, advocate murder of the most vulnerable of who we are, friends. And somehow or another, the American people feel safe. They feel secure. Listen, what I'm about to tell you, friends, explains, it defines out through their exhibition, friends, as to why your country is in trouble. And it's because of what the people in this country tolerate. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Vermont considering most heinous legislation, it's unlawful, to date on baby murder surpassing New York and Virginia. The one in Virginia was completely ripped down. And I praise God for those guys that are doing their job there. That's what representatives are to do. But again, considering all the issues that we have today going on in this country, friends, the only thing they're taking their time to do, friends, is to advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb. They need to be charged. They need to be indicted. And what's the prelude to all of this? Article 2, Section 4, the impeachment of these criminals, and criminals they are. Since New York passed the most abominable baby murder legislation to date, with Virginia attempting to pass baby murder legislation even more heinous than New York, and by the way, murder it is, the deafening silence, said Susan Hammer, coming from America's Christian organizations, is absolutely astounding. Of course, just last week I was preaching at Dr. D. James Kennedy's church in Florida. Before he passed 10, 11, 12 years ago, I spent 3 hours with Dr. D. James Kennedy, who personally told me, concerning the topic of abortion, who personally told me, he said, Bradley, he said, I remember when I pointed my finger at the cameras, which is being broadcast all over the world, literally, including military ships on the sea. And he said, today, 3,000 to 4,000 babies will be murdered in the womb because of over 300,000 pulpits in this country remain silent when they should protest. over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. They're the greatest advocate to crime in our society, opposite of what our forefathers established through the Black Robe Regiment, the bad boy preachers of the day. How far we have fallen, America. Susan Hammer goes on, at what point will America's religious Christian organization leaders and congregations stand up to declare these pieces of legislation as nothing more than murder for hire of the unborn or newly born infants? In Vermont, a bill supporting abortion is being attacked as the most radical abortion legalization statute in the world. A bill introduced with the support of 90 out of Vermont's 150 House lawmakers asserts that every individual who becomes pregnant has the fundamental right, no such thing, fundamental right to choose, carry a pregnancy to term, give birth to a child, or to have an abortion, reported in U.S. News reported today. What have you become, America? To allow this. I mean, folks, in Florida alone, they're handing out, in Orlando Women's Center, they're handing out coupons to young girls for abortion, $50 off. With this web coupon, valid for abortion services at Orlando's Women's Center on Sundays only. Going up to the likes of Margaret Sanger, the founder of that murderous organization, who is an admirer of none other than Adolf Hitler, just like the Bushes, by the way, friends. The founder of Planned Parenthood said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its members is to kill it. Is to kill it. And then we go over to Justice Scalia, who said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Of course not. Of course not. You can't justify abortion, friends. 1% is rape or incest. 6% is potential health problems, mother or child. 93% of abortions are for social reasons. The media, Hollywood, the music industry, all promote sexual promiscuity, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, and folks, yes, you can mark my words on it, it's bumping up to bestiality. And then when the kids go out and do what they were taught to do, then they have organizations like that of Planned Parenthood waiting to kill the fruit. I shared with you just the other day, friends. Do you have any idea, America, what you're going to reap out of this? What you sow is exactly what you're going to reap. There are 60 million murdered babies in this country, and you still allow those that you call representatives in your particular states to go ahead and advocate for more murder. More murder. And these are the people, friends, that are trying to disarm you in the face of those that they're showing compassion to, namely those that want to behead you from the Middle East. That's a fact. It's just a fact. You want to talk about exacting in sowing and reaping? You want to talk about the specificity of God's judgment, because He will not at all overlook iniquity in any sense of the word? America, what's become of you? That you stand back. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. The church in America is an absolute reproach to the name of Christ. And I'm talking about the 300,000 pulpits that continuously remain silent in the face of murder. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Check out those videos. We've got a brand new one coming up again this week, as we do every week, friends. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the break, I'm just kind of perusing some of the quotes of our forefathers, good, bad, some ugly. In this particular case, Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, he was right. He said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Of course, this is by design, but what the design is, friends, is when people depart from the living God, they begin to forge their own chains to that of tyrants called sin. And sin always precedes bondage, friends, without fail, and death. Romans 6:23. But when you think about what's going on in our country today, we're doing it to ourselves every step of the way. We don't need help from outside forces, friends. The American people as a whole have departed from God. Think about this. 86% of Americans in this country call themselves Christians. 86%. 78% of those that are in some government form, some capacity of government, representatives, House, senators, whatever the case might be, Congress, a judge, civil government, the president, again, whatever the case may be, profess to be Christians. But when you line that up with scripture, friends, I can't find 3% to be real. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. The reason people believe that they're saved, friends, is because they've departed from Scripture. Hey, the way to part from sin is to unite with Christ, not the other way around. And some people believe that you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do, and you're going to be forgiven, and you're going to heaven, and heaven can't wait until you get there. You are misled every step of the way. I mean, when you think about what's going on here, friends, in Vermont, they're trying to advocate murder to the third trimester again. New York. Then we had Virginia come forward and try to do the same thing. This is all that your said representatives have to do with their time? Are you paying through your tax dollars to support? Have you delegated this authority to your representatives to advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb all the way up to the end of the third trimester? Really, America? And 86% of you in this country stand back and say nothing. You do nothing about what's going on in this country. You know, it's interesting. The other day we were driving on Sunday, and I noticed it was just dead out. I didn't know what was going on. It was dead as a doornail. You could drive almost anywhere, and there was very, very little traffic anywhere. No congestion, of course. And the cars were, you know, spread out. Where one had to ask the question, what's going on today? And I haven't watched television for 23 years. Why would I watch that? Why would I jump in the water if I know it was shark infested? The Bible tells me to come out from among them, be separate. 2 Corinthians 6. You know, the Bible tells us in James 4, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Why would I subject myself from propaganda? From that means, friends, to take me away from the living God. Why would I put my eyes on that which is going to pull me away from the Christ? King David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, he said, I will put no wicked thing before mine eyes. And then I think about Amos 3:3, where it says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And then what came to me when we walked inside of a particular place, someone said, oh, aren't you watching the football game today? And I said, you have got to be kidding. Everybody in the family looked at each other and we knew exactly why the streets were dead. Football, beer, and above all gambling filled the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Fools, fools, fools. 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 people being stacked into some of these stadiums. The streets were dead across America because everybody was sitting in front of their television watching the football game, watching a bunch of full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball while 3,000 to 4,000 babies were being slaughtered in the womb. Hey, folks, people do what they want to do. They have time, they have resources to do the things that they want to do. But on Monday, were they protesting their representatives that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb? Absolutely not. They're just, as they say, just abiding my time. Yet you are, and you are hastening judgment upon your posterity as for yourself. Because I know many of you that are standing back saying, I'm just abiding my time. I want to tell you something. You're getting older every day. You're not promised tomorrow, number one. And number two, prepare to meet your God. Because what you leave off today, you're going to face your God on Judgment Day for your dereliction of duty and standing up on the behalf of the innocent in the womb. Bradley, why do you talk about this so much? Because it hasn't been dealt with yet. Bradley, why do you cover these issues so much? Because the professed church in America fails to do so. They're whores. They're hirelings. The only thing they care about is filling up their little pews. The only thing they care about is their little building projects. The only thing they care about is not offending anybody that can support them and their own little selfish, crossless, lack of Christian lifestyle every step of the way. Every step of the way. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John 2. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go there. I can give it to you through memory. But I'm going to go there because I want you to hear it specifically. The Bible tells us to not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Let me say that again. In 1 John 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Don't sit there and declare. Don't sit there and deceive yourself into believing that you're his when you live out and you are being led of the spirit of the world to do the very things that he condemns. It's a spirit of Antichrist. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, right? Folks, you can't even walk by a television set in a restaurant without seeing some sort of filthy. And it's not just depravity or debauchery, friends. It's blatant advocation of fornication, homosexuality, adultery. It's always leading to the lust of the flesh, the love of the world, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And you know what's interesting, friends? That's all television promotes. And isn't it interesting? It's the very thing the Lord condemns. Because the Bible tells us in verse 15, the love of the Father is not in him. In verse 16, it says, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Hey, folks, don't make your nest here. Do you call yourself a Christian? Hey, we're sojourners. We're strangers in the earth. Our home is in heaven. Our affections are set on Christ where he sits at the right hand of the Father. Read Colossians 3, verse 1 when you get a moment. And it's interesting, in verse 17, 1 John 2, it says, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Do you think it's the will of God to stand back while babies are being murdered in the womb? And a lack of protest concerning those that are advocating it. And I'm not talking about just protest. I'm not just talking about impeachment. I'm talking about indictment for their crimes against humanity. Again, I shared with you last week, friends, can you imagine if I advocated the murder or the execution of one of these representatives? They would take my radio show and they would promulgate it with their twist on it, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way to Minnesota, in a heartbeat. And I got a question for you. Where is the outrage when it comes to representatives in this country that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb? We're going to come right back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In California, more than 120 visitors and staff members were rescued after being snowbound at a Sierra Nevada resort for 5 days. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard has more on the Golden State's winter weather.
Across Northern California, the snow levels are actually getting pretty low. The snow will be confined to the Sierra as you go further south across Central California. And it's looking to be pretty significant, an additional couple feet of snow across the Sierra as we go through the weekend.
In one day, Seattle got almost the same amount of snow it normally gets in a year, leaving officials scrambling to get people off the streets and Washington's governor declaring a state of emergency. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren officially announces her candidacy for President of the United States at a rally in Massachusetts. She battles at least five fellow senators for the nomination and chance to challenge President Donald Trump in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just going to keep going with what I'm flowing in right now. Vermont considering most heinous legislation to date on baby murder, surpassing New York and Virginia. They want to go to the third trimester and abort, friends. I don't care if they want to go to the third trimester or the first day. It's murder. Okay? Murder is murder, friends. When you murder me when I'm 7 years old, you murder me when I'm a day old inside of my mother's womb. That's murder. Matter of fact, during the turn of the century, if you were caught in the act, literally, friends, of an abortion on a woman, it was considered murder, and you'd go to prison for 99 years if you didn't first lose your life in the process. I wanted to tell you what I just got. Just to show you how you're being played like a deck of cards, America. And again, I say this out of love and all sincerity. You know, iron sharpens iron, right? You know, faithful are the wounds of a friend, right? Kisses of an enemy are deceitful, right? You know, everybody agrees with that until you tell them something that hits home. Now, while they're advocating for murder now in Vermont, I just got this via email last night. This is from one of George Soros' paid outlets, change.org. I want you to listen carefully. It's got a picture of a dog looking through a fence with sad eyes. The PACT Act is the first federal law against animal cruelty. Co-sponsored by more than half of the U.S. House and Senate, a single congressman stood in the way of this historic law. But a new Congress means a new chance at passing this landmark legislation, which is why Sydney started this petition. In her words, this country shouldn't go another day without protecting animals from cruelty, bestiality, and torture. Sign the petition to add your voice to this effort. I want you to listen again, okay? This is what you put up with, America. Listen carefully. In her own words, in this country, it shouldn't go another day without protecting animals from cruelty, bestiality, and torture. You know, the mercies of the wicked are cruel, the Bible tells us. These people are affixed. Their emotions are affixed. Their hearts are affixed on the protection of animals. But their hearts are also affixed, friends, on and set on the murder of human beings. This is what you're settling for, America. Do you understand that if you don't love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you can't love man as yourself, which is the fulfilling of the law. The law is the interpreter. Friends, or I'm sorry, love is the interpreter of the law because it's the fulfilling of the law. Ask Congress to pass the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Pact Act, the first ever general federal animal cruelty law in history. This is bipartisan support. Even prior to swearing in the new members of Congress, this bill had 36 co-sponsors in the Senate and 283 co-sponsors in the House. It was previously blocked from a vote by a single congressman. Just to show you that one person does matter and can make a difference. Now that the House of Representatives has changed, this bill needs to be brought to the floor of Congress for a vote. We should not go another day without protecting the animals from cruelty, bestiality, and torture. No, the Bible tells us that we're to be kind to our animals. Our beasts is what it says in the King James Version. Yes, of course. But animals take precedence of human beings. Do you see what's happening here, friends? You know, I remember watching, remember back in the 90s, the Jurassic Parks, and I know that they still have them coming out. But isn't it interesting how the dinosaurs would just go ahead and kill at will? And there was no compassion shown? And this is across the boards. But just even watching something like, well, first of all, they're propagandizing children by teaching them evolution. You know, they tell them first 20 million, and then they say during the same movie 40 million, and then during the same movie they say 120 million. They can't get the numbers straight because they themselves are confused. Read Daniel 9, verse 7. Right? And then what do they do? Secondly, they show more compassion to the dead dinosaur and zero compassion. Heartfelt compassion is shown for anybody that's taken out by one of the dinosaurs. You need to pay attention as to how you're being brainwashed. You're being heartwashed. You're being propagandized, America. But we're getting emails now about how 283 co-sponsors in the House and 36 co-sponsors in the Senate are willing to stand up and act on the behalf of animals from cruelty, bestiality, and torture, but it's okay to dissect a baby in the womb to behead it before it comes out. It's okay to interject salt into the baby, and if the baby's head comes out, it's okay to clip the back of the neck and let it sit there and suffer, or being thrown into a toilet, friends, and suffer. But you know what? Like I said last week, and like I say during my assembly program, friends, I bring up a picture of a little baby, a beautiful little human being that was wonderfully and fearfully created in the womb by God Himself. Laying there, he's a Saltine baby. It was black throughout its skin because they poisoned the little baby. And they took his little naked body and they put it inside of a casket. This is the church. This is the modern day church for you, friends. It lacks Christianity. It lacks Christ. Christ is not going to bear witness to their lies, friends. Know the difference. they have a bunch of people standing around the dead baby praying for the little baby's soul. Prevention is better than cure. Instead of dealing with corrupt politicians that are advocating for the murder of the innocent in the womb, they stand back and leave off God's commandments, and they give their hearts, they declare, to that little baby as they pray for their soul. Let me tell you something. In Proverbs 28, the Bible says, he who turns his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. And it's interesting to note that over and over and over and over throughout the Torah, God tells us to keep justice. He tells us to keep justice in judgment. And then mercy will be shown. To who? To the innocent in the womb. Judgment to who? Those that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Common sense comes into play here, right? I just shared with you yesterday, watching a documentary on a guy that witnessed hundreds and hundreds of executions in Texas, the correctional institutions there. And the whole time, throughout the 12-minute segments, there was three of them. The whole time, the whole documentary, friends, was zeroed in on what this man thought of those that committed the crimes against the innocent. And of course, they just, friends, had to just drop in there what crime he was responsible for. But do you think that the people's hearts were to be set on the victims in this country? No! No! It was set on you showing compassion for the perpetrator of the crimes. In many cases, friends, they were heinous. They were murder, rape. The list goes on. That's why they were executed. You know, the Bible tells us that. That we're to show no pity to those that commit the act of murder. None. But yet in America, through their little communist dictators and their little useful idiots that promulgate and propagandize the American people, they want your emotions and they want your heart set on what they want your hearts set on. And it's not human beings. Hey, folks, they are operatives and they're minions of Satan himself. That's what they are. They're Satanists. They advocate, friends, they advocate every step of the way depopulation. They don't realize they're a part of that equation. You know, maybe some of you dummies out there that are working for these people, maybe you want to take the time to go ahead and check out Nazi hunters. And maybe you want to look at those. It's interesting, friends. Did you know that after the genocide of the masses, 12 million individuals, gypsies, dissidents, and Jews, or anybody that didn't agree with the dictator of the past named Adolf Hitler, you know what's interesting to note? All those that did his killing for him, did you know that many of them, friends, ended up committing suicide shortly thereafter, after they seen what Hitler intended to do and what he did do? And keep in mind, Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. But he had useful idiots to do it for him, didn't he? Many of them ended up in mental institutions. Did you know that? Nope, you didn't. That was part of the history that they didn't want you to know. Why? Hey, folks, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I want to tell you, just like I told you yesterday, listeners, what you allow corrupt politicians to sow, the nation's going to reap it, and we're going to reap it. 60 million babies. We're going to reap it. It's just a law unto itself. Nobody can deny this. It's coming. And we can see who's doing it. Don't sit there and blame all of these bad politicians for the things that you allow them to do. They're reprobate. Folks, in many ways, their mental capacities are completely haywire. They're gone. They carry the same spirits of those that worked for Adolf Hitler. You need to wake up, America, because Adolf Hitler wasn't doing this in the light of day the way you're allowing your politicians to do it in the light of day. So again, I ask you, who's responsible? Friends? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Liberty. I'm going to give my thoughts on the last couple segments, and then I'm going to pull up a caller here. One of the things that I was just highlighting is that, folks, I watch tons of documentaries, and you got. And by the way, you got to chew up the meat and spit out the bones, even watching them, because of their version of it. But it's absolutely amazing to me concerning dictatorships, all the information that they leave out that you're seeing in America today. I mean, you watch PBS as a little kid, and you would, folks, I've seen it my whole life. Adolf Hitler was the bad guy. Adolf Hitler did this. And then all of a sudden you come to terms with, wait a second, Adolf Hitler called the shots, but he didn't do the killing. Though he is a murderer. And if people would have paid attention to who he was before he got there, they wouldn't have allowed him in there in the first place. Well, that's probably not true within itself, but you'd think they would have stopped him because he was a murderer. But folks, if you ever take the time to watch Nazi hunters, you know, for all those that work for the state, that are doing things that they know that they shouldn't do, and they want to revert back to the fact that they're just doing what they're told to do, you might want to think again, because it doesn't fare with you after judgment. If you know Scripture, when God judges a nation, you should see how he deals with those who judged the nation, that were used to judge the nation. If you watch Nazi hunters, friends, people hunted down the Nazis. And you know what's interesting? Many of them were dealt with. They were hung publicly, like Eichmann, Adolf Eichmann. And there were several others. I mean, look at even Goebbels' friends. He was probably taken out. Look at even during the Nuremberg trials, friends. A lot of them were reported that they committed suicide. I don't believe they committed suicide. I believe they were taken out. But many of them were hung as well. And those that got away, friends, they were paranoid schizophrenics the rest of their life. They were looking over their shoulder constantly. Constantly. And I'm thinking of one in particular, friends. He said, the more that we did to the people of Germany, the less they believed it was us doing it. That shows you how deceived the nation was as well. That's how deceived the nation was. And they were so deceived that they allowed these people to do the things that they did. But my point is this, friends. Why don't you ask them if it was worth it at the end of the day? Because it wasn't. They were hunted down, and rightfully so. To stand back and say, well, we were just taking orders. No, you weren't. Your orders were, according to your republic in Germany, like that of the United States of America, if there's an unconstitutional order, you're supposed to take it to the person that's bringing forth that unconstitutional order and deal with him according to law. You didn't do that. You just went along because you thought that you were going to live without consequence until it was the day to pay the piper. And then they began to think after the war, was it worth it? Nope. They ran around the rest of their lives for those that escaped. And by the way, what's important to note for those that did escape, it's noteworthy to understand that it was governments on a global scale that were protecting Nazi war criminals by giving them false identifications. If you go to Project Paperclip in the United States of America, they brought many of those war criminals into America. And also keep in mind, just to bring it home, that it was the buck stops here, President Truman, that said back in 47, had he known that the CIA would become the American version of the Gestapo, he would have never approved of the CIA. So don't act like it's not going on here, friends. It is, and we're going to get into more depth in the up and coming days. With that said, I'm going to take Steve from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Steve. How are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm worked up, man. I mean, I'm blown away here that the American people can take the time to go watch a bunch of full-grown men fight over a pig ball. And you know what? If everybody across the country, Steve, says, oh, is that one guy from Minnesota that keeps talking about abortion and homosexuality and violation and corrupt politicians? You know, if they remember me because of that, it's the very thing they're going to have to answer for on Judgment Day. And it's the very things that they're going to have to explain to their kids why they didn't listen to that guy in the state of Minnesota. So, yeah, I'm worked up. More babies are being killed. More crimes are being advocated by those that represent we the people. Yeah, I'm worked up.
That's what that makes two of us. You know, every time somebody thanks me for my service, I just, it cringes because I'm so ashamed that I served a government that would allow 60 million innocent victims to be killed. And all we ever do is argue over the place they were murdered, in their mother's womb, and the age of the victim. And it's just disgusting. Disgusting. It makes me want to puke. And, you know, everybody sits there and keeps thumping the vet thing. Well, we all stood by. And all you got to do is let a few good men get killed, and then every bad idea the government's ever had has to be said as good because we thumped the veteran drum. Well, you know, the only difference between Charles Manson and Adolf Hitler is the number of followers they had. It wasn't Hitler's fault that he was evil and insane. He was, but my point is he could have never done what he did without the followers. If
That's
it wasn't
right.
for the
That's
German
right.
people, if it wasn't for the soldiers, if it wasn't for everybody involved, he could have never come close to doing that evilness. All he would have done is ended up in a mental institution in a straitjacket. And
That's
America's
right.
completely capable of doing this because all we ever do is get distracted.
Now, Steve, I want to interject really quick. Now, don't forget about the 80 million people in Germany that let a small portion of those that were supposed to represent we the people in that particular country during that time. They were a republic as well. It's interesting to note that 80 million people could not stand back and accuse anybody else for what they allowed Adolf Hitler to do. And it's also interesting to note that Martin Niemöller, who's the one that was responsible for saying they first came for so-and-so, then they came for so-and-so, and then they came for so-and-so, then they came for so-and-so, and then there was nobody left to speak out for us, he wrote a book after the war. He was also detained, by the way, as a prisoner of war during the Third Reich in Germany back in the 30s and the 40s. But it's interesting to note that he came forward and he actually blamed the church for allowing the atrocities of that of Adolf Hitler. And again, that goes right back to Scripture. It's the church in this country, it's the Christians in this country that are before God responsible for the crimes of those in the church and those in government. There is no pass. There is going to be no excuse slip as to how you're going to get out of it. No, every single one of us in this country are going to answer God for what has taken place in this country. There's no doubt about it.
It just scares me to think that someday I'm going to stand before him and I served this government. I served them. Even though I was stupid to join and had no idea how evil it was, and there's no way I'm going to compartmentalize like most of them conservatives and sit there and say, oh, you can allow 60 million murders in your country of the most innocent of all and still be the greatest country in the world. Nonsense. It's impossible to, it's like saying that the serial killer who roams from house to house murdering people, and every time the cops throw him in jail, he sits there and pulls out the receipts for all the charities he donates to, and they put him back out on the street. Nobody would go for that, and it's no different than what we've done.
That's right. That's right. I got one more point, Steve, to make, and I appreciate your insight. We all are beneficiaries, my friends, of your wisdom, and I appreciate your thoughts big time. Thank you for that call. I got 2 minutes left. I wanted to highlight something really quick here, friends, again, just to show you how you are being diverted from what is actually taking place in this country. We heard during the break that Donald Trump's going to do everything to get that wall built. Well, keep in mind, friends, the president plays up to the public that he is in full support of certain things, right? And then what we see him do on the other hand is just the exact opposite. I highlighted the treasonous acts of this administration concerning that of removing NAFTA and replacing it with something far worse. I wrote that the American people have been diverted in keeping their eyes on the southern border concerning the wall and the illegal immigrants coming into America that we've seen is all bought and paid for, by the way. But also keep in mind, friends, that on November 30th, on 2018, on November 30th, 2018. Now, while he condemns it and while they have you diverted into a little game between the Republicans and the Democrats, which, again, is unconstitutional, and they got your eyes fixed, friends, affixed on the wall, in the issue of the wall, on November 30th, 2018, President Trump, along with Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico, signed the United States-Mexico-Canada USMCA. What is it? They call it a trade agreement, but keep in mind, friends, trade is in quotes. Because the document isn't about trade, it's about setting up global governments and an agreement. Do you understand? Okay? This is all diversion, keeping your eyes off of what he, in fact, just did. And I've noticed this system with this president and this administration, they do it behind some sort of crisis that they themselves are responsible for creating to divert your attention from it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.